The border has been at the center of a growing dispute between the two South Asian neighbors. Afghanistan insists pro-Taliban militants have established a series of bases inside Pakistan and are staging deadly cross-border raids. Islamabad says it is already doing everything it can to help improve regional security, including deploying some 80,000 soldiers to patrol the ill-defined border area. Tuesday, Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Riaz Mohammad Khan told reporters the government is now planning to mine and fence select areas along the border.
In keeping with our policy to prevent any militant activity from Pakistan inside Afghanistan, the Pakistan Army has been tasked to work out modalities for selectively fencing and mining the Pakistan-Afghanistan border.
No details were provided on where the fence would be erected or how much of the nearly 2,500-kilometer-long border would be affected. Afghanistan has rejected similar plans in the past and quickly distanced itself from the latest proposal as soon as it was announced on Tuesday. Thousands of tribal Pashtun families live on either side of the border, and Afghan officials say fencing the area off would unfairly divide the tight-knit and fiercely independent communities. Khan dismissed those concerns, saying Pakistan reserves the right to act unilaterally to secure the border and control its own territory.
We do not need any agreement from any country, for that matter, to fence or to do whatever measures we may need to take on our side of the border.
He also urged the international community to help Islamabad repatriate more than 2 million Afghan refugees still living in camps inside Pakistan. Khan said this would also help address concerns that the refugee population is harboring pro-Taliban militants, destabilizing both countries. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。